Blog Talk Radio.
Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? We gon' do it like this. Hey, time you ready? Check it. I got 7 Mac 11s, about 8, 38, 9, 9, 10 Mac 10. The shit never ends. You can't touch my riches, even if you had MC Hammer and the 357 bitches. Biggie Small, the millionaire, the mansion, the yacht, the 2 weak spots, the 2 hot blocks. That's how I got the weed spot. I shot Dredd in the head, took the bread and the lamb spread. Little Gotti got the shotty to your body, so don't resist, or you might miss Christmas. I tote guns, I make number runs, I give MCs the runs dripping. When I throw my clip in the AK, I slay from far away. Everybody hit the DECK. My slow flow's remarkable. Peace to Mateo. Now we smoke weed like Tony Montana, sip the yayo. That's crazy blunt. Bad hell, my boy to kill from the avenue to jail cell. Oh my god, I'm chopping shit like a pigeon. I hope you're listening, smacking babies at their christening.
Motherfucking big slow. What you gonna do with it, Tupac? Yeah, where the motherfucking dog at? Throw your motherfucking middle finger. We gonna do this shit like this. I take the law for my many blessings. Go to stress and keep a back for protection. From the battle of the Christian weapons. And all my niggas in the pen, here we go again. Ain't nothing separating us from my Mexican. Born in the ghetto as a hustler. Hold up, a straight soldier. Walking at the clusters, no matter how you fuck. Niggas never die. We just retaliate with hate until we multiply. You see the strike that never pop. Can't hold us. Driving like a motherfucker, living like I won't up. It ain't no stopping at the red light. I'm sideways, thug like motherfucker, crime. Pain, let the cops put their lights on. Chase me, nigga, big stacking through the freeway. Race me, nigga, in a high speed, safe with the law. The realest motherfucker that you ever saw.
What's going on, everybody? This is Brooklyn Black Creek Game Radio, episode for July 17th, 2010. You know how we're doing it. Special pregame. We're broadcasting live from Applebee's, Fordham Plaza in the Bronx. So if you're in the area, come on through. 347-857-4302 is the number if you guys want to call in. You know, call in with me, check, you know, let's get your request in, your shout out, say anything like that. Like I said, we having a very special thing. We actually kind of having a little slow time with the technical stuff, but we getting that on the way, so I'm here talking to you guys now. So if you guys are calling in, be patient. As soon as I see your numbers and stuff, call me. I'll be calling you in, and we're going to get everything ready. Get everything going right now. I'm in the building. We got Jay in the building. We got Miss Vega in the building. We got all the people here at Applebee's, Brian, our bartender, the management, the hostess, everybody here. So, you know, we here, we're chilling. Like I said, I think the difficulties are kind of slowing us up right now, but we're still rocking. We're still doing the thing. Pre-game radio. Big special, real special birthday edition going on today. You know, real big thing going on. It's my birthday, like I said. We're going to be getting into a whole lot of stuff. Give me a second. I'll have the events for you. You know, that's coming up for this week. You know how we always do on pregame radio. 347-857-4302. Number you want to call in. And like I said, if you're in the Bronx, come on through, man. You know, just come on in, say you're going to the bar. And that's where we at, right? But also going on today, Midas Touch and Unique Sounds Entertainment presents the 6 Sundays at the Blue Room, 248. 13 Union Turnpike. Ladies are free before 1 a.m. All right, so y'all get there for 1 a.m. Y'all leave them free. Y'all go party, do the damn thing. Music by DJ Killer Car and more people. All right, so check that out. 6 Sundays at the Blue Room, 248-13 Union Turnpike. Also, coming up on the 21st, Regime Music presents the Hip Hop Soul Jam going down at the City Winery. That's 155 Barrack Road in Manhattan. Proceeds from this benefit go to benefit depths to provide a clean drink of water for the residents of Haiti after the earthquake. More information on how you can help out, check out citywinery.com. That's www.citywinery.com. Also, you want to check out ruralhaitiproject.org. All right, so you want to check all that stuff out, and that's how we do it. We go on live pregame radio. 347-857-4302. No musical guests this week. I figured we only doing one show, so we might as well just, you know, in the essence of Miss Blue and Remix Radio, we're going to do it, you know, as a chat and chill. You know, call in, see what y'all, you know, let's see what's going on with y'all. Give us a call. Let us know what's going on. If you're in the area or you're looking for a party or something like that, you know, let me know. I'll tell you where to go. You know how we do it. It's Free Game Radio. It's my birthday weekend. You know, so I'm here. I'm having fun chilling at the Applebee's, one of my favorite free game spots. Anyone that knows you knows that's what it is. We still got some technical stuff, so all those who are in the area, who's in the area, like in the room, Ab, I know you there. Give me a second. I got you. Unless you're in, actually, Wi-Fi's a little slow today, so we can't knock it off. If you're in the Bronx area, come to Fordham Road, right across from Fordham University at the Applebee's. That's where we at. That's where we're doing it up. Free Game Radio, the birthday edition for Brooklyn Black, all right? Also to also going down also on the 21st, Vanessa Alvarez. We've been you know, I've talked to you about her when she went on Apollo 9 and she won it. She's defending her title this week on the 21st at the Apollo Theater. For those who don't know, that's 253 West 125th Street. Tickets ranging from $15 to $31. For more information, you want to contact phone number 845-467-2027 or 212-531-5300. All right. Also, Lottery Boys, they present the Data Fair at Club Evolution. That's 1546 62nd Street between 15th and 16th Avenue in Brooklyn. That's going on down on the 23rd. All birthdays in July are free, but you got to RSVP at lottoboysnyc@gmail.com. Like I said, people, bear with me. Give me a second. I'm going to have everything up and running, get the switchboard opened up and anything like that. And get everything going. But other than that, how's everybody doing today? You know, so you guys call in, let me know what's going on, what you're messing with. Shout outs, all that good stuff. And like I said, you know, I should have everything up running in about a second or two. Pineapple. You know. Shout out to our bartender Brian. He always gets us good, gets us right for the night. You know, that's. And you got, okay, we up and running pretty much. We're pretty much up and running. We got everything going. Right now, the time is 11:08, July 27th. Big birthday shout outs. Yanoka Santos of Bronx, New York, Victoria LaBianco, Pace University. Also, big shout out to myself, you know, because my birthday's tomorrow. At the end of the show, it'll officially be my birthday, full 27 years. And, you know, it's a blessing to be here. You know, I'm really looking forward to it. I'm appreciating to see what the age 27 has in store for me. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, everything pretty much is everything. I see it in another year. That's just more wisdom going down and everything like that. Also, too, for those tuning in online, the chat room is now officially open. So you guys can go up in there, hit us up. This is what we're doing. I'm going to take a quick second just to get all the thoughts together. There's so much other stuff I got going down, so much more other stuff I want to tell y'all and everything like that. So I'm going to take a quick break. We're going to order some buffalo wings or something and get a couple of drinks going and things like that. But this is Free Game Radio. We'll be back in a second. I'm going to play our one of our best joints that came on last week, which is by the homie Sagittarius Black. Joint called Medicine. I got a lot of feedback off of it. People like it. They like to hear it and everything like that. So I'm going to come back into that. You give me a second. This is Free Game Radio, Brooklyn Black. And I'll be back in a second.
It's your girl, Cherry Johnson, and I'm feeling good tonight. I'm sitting here next to my boy, Brooklyn Black, and we're in the pregame.
You too, I'll magic money. So 25 years is like magic, mommy. For anyone else would have been tragic news. Immune system virus plus a baby do. This a tribute to Miss Cyrus, the one lady who shows me what it means to survive on a daily through blood tests, treatments, and trials. The rest is greeted with smiles. That's how your T cells stay in the dial. Zins, I hope your middle boy is making you proud. And I'm telling your story, and we giving God the glory, cause he always come clutch like Robert Ory. Remember when you had that stroke, I thought you'd never talk again. Could have been paralyzed on one side and never walked again. You overcame the odds, love, faith, and hope. Life is a tightrope, and I never seen you stumble. You said trust in yourself for always remain humble. I know it's been a long battle, ma, I need you to keep strong. Keep popping them pills, and I'm gonna keep flowing. It's been a long battle, ma, I need you to keep strong. Keep popping them pills, and I'm gonna keep flowing.
Mama, take your medicine. We got so much to do. You can go to heaven, but if you do, I'll tell them to let you through. Take your medicine. We got so much to do. You can go to heaven,
they contracted it, doc subtracted, veins look like lanes in they arms, traffic, the whole house sharing needles, so the scene gets graphic, monogamous relationship, but she don't know his status, she think they on the same channel, oh, he hearing the static, he flipping back and forth like commercials is on, till they pull the curtains back, she wish the nurse was wrong, it's hard to stay positive, when you learn you positive, we were born to serve like Arthur Ashe, so we stepped up off the curb when the cars had crashed. Seen the battered bodies and the shattered glass, blood on his arm sleeves, blood on the dash. After he dragged the survivors, laid him out on the grass. EMS on scene, flashing lights and brass. Paramedic approaches, asked if you're right. These people were total strangers, you done saved their life. Plus, they AIDS patients, what you did but aren't nice. Nah, sir, you the hero, I just did what was right. And after that, he disappeared in the night. Walked past the gurney and whispered real quiet.
I need you here with me.
Tuck me in, kiss me on the cheek, and sing me a lullaby. You know, I never knew how strong you were. This is my lullaby.
Yo, man, this is crazy. Brooklyn Black, we back. Pregame radio, 347-857-4302. Of course, you guys know Jay's in the building. I'll bring him on in a little bit. He's over here enjoying his drink. He's on his little, you know, whatever, whatever. But we got Ev in the building. Hey, what's good, baby? Ev, what up?
Yo, son, what's great?
What's going on, son?
Nothing, son. Chilling. I want to give a shout-out to you. Momo Fair Tom. I want to say I'm glad that you my baby brother. And you out here doing your thing on the pregame radio, you blowing up. I want to say have fun, be careful, and all that other good shit.
I know that. I appreciate it. You know, I'm a reader. You know how I do when I'm not saying go. I make sure everybody get home the way we left safe. You know what I mean? That's right. We have the Applebee's. We got the Buffalo Wings popping. If you go to Applebee's, it's the Buffalo Wings. These shits is on point. That's, like, this is incredible.
Right.
Two, we got a couple of Henny Coladas over here, and these shits is popping. I might make a picture of it tomorrow. So Ev, I'm gonna need your blender. So I'm telling you next.
Okay, that's what's up.
Well then, like I said, we here, we chilling. We're at Applebee's, pregame radio. We're doing it real big. Ev, tell me you got a dumbass of the week, son.
I think I got a whole country of dumbass for the week, son.
How the fuck you get a whole country of dumbasses?
Well, because what they did, it just seems to me that it's so much more going on in the world than for people to be concentrating this thing right here. You ready for me to do the dumbass of the week, son?
I'm ready for you to do the dumbass of the week, yo.
Okay. My dumbass of the week would have to be the people of New Zealand. Right now.
For those that don't know, New Zealand is a little island off the coast of Australia. For those who don't know.
Yes, and apparently not much happens in the way of excitement over there. These people took the time out to get
Before you go any further, I don't mean to cut you off, but there's niggas in Applebee's here doing the fucking Dougie. This Dougie shit, I have no idea what this Dougie dance shit is, but the song is on in the
Applebee's. You need to get it on, yo. Record it, son. That's what your phone is for. Record that shit.
That's what it is. Well, we got the tech man Jay on it, but keep going. What these niggas in New Zealand doing?
Okay, these niggas in New Zealand took up a collection so that they could hold a public funeral for a dolphin. Did you hear what I said?
Wait, you said for some guy named A Dolphin?
No, for a dolphin, as in a dolphin that swims in the sea.
Wait, so like a motherfucker, like they had a funeral service for fucking Flipper?
They took up a collection. They had a funeral procession through the town, and it's in the city of Gisborne. I guess that's in New Zealand, off of Australia. And
man, this is some old bullshit.
Yeah, my thing is, right now they're going. They have. They're having problems right now with the fish off of their coast being something, some kind of geographical thing is going on where their fish are dying. They're coming up with multiple heads and stuff like that. Their water's being poisoned, but still these people took the time out to take up a collection to go and have a funeral for a dolphin. Makes no sense to me.
These niggas got three-headed fish and all this other bullshit coming up that they don't have a funeral procession for a dolphin like he's a fucking president.
You did hear what I said, right? It's mind-boggling to me with all the things going on in the world, not even so much the world, but with the issues that they're having right now off of their coastline. I'm pretty sure that money could have went to better use. I'm going to place a link on the fan page so they can watch the actual video because they taped the whole thing.
All right, and for access to that fan page, you want to check out www.facebook.com/BrooklynBlack1. All right, check that out. She's going to put the whole story on there. So you got to see this shit because I haven't even seen, never heard of it, but it's mind-boggling, some bullshit to me. But hey, like I said, that's just me. 347-857-4302. If you guys want to talk, get on the air. Press number 1 on your keypads if you are on hold. I know you want to talk, and I'll get you guys on the air. Right now, we got 40 minutes left, and I feel like, it's going to click on much because I got to confirm my order with these guys, and I want you guys to hear me say holes of onions and medium rare.
What's your order, son? What's your order?
I got me a nice little cheeseburger and shit, you know, and some fries. You know, you got some steak fries open. Them shit is fucking delicious.
Oh, you know I love the steak fries, son. You know I love the steak fries.
Yeah, I know you love the steak, Ed. You love the steak.
No, the steak fries, son, not the steak. The steak fries, son.
Yes, the steak fries, yes, you love
them.
We'll be back at Pre-Game Radio, Brooklyn Flag. We got Ed in the building. Jay's here, 347-857-4302. This is the birthday edition. pregame edition. There'll be no hour two, so if you're not with it now, you won't get with it at all, all right? We'll be back in a second. I'm going to play a Michael Jackson joint because I always play Michael Jackson ever since X been raising me from a little one. She always played a Michael Jackson joint on my birthday, so I'm going to do that now while I confirm my order and get myself my first drink because I ain't got my first drink yet. So we'll be right back. Pregame radio. I'll holler back to you in a second.
Next is up.
Yeah, so we back live in the pregame radio. Like I said, in the light of Remix Radio and, you know, this Blue Raspberry, how she does it, it's going to be a change. So, you know, we just talking, we just chilling, things like that. And we're going to target up for the next half hour. That's how we're going to do it. You got Jay in the building, you got Ebb in the building.
We're
taking all your calls.
Yeah, listen, check it out.
What's up, son?
I had a couple of dumbasses of the week. I told you I had like a whole continent worth. It just seems like people just stay sitting in trouble this week. I do have one more dumbass of the week, but you said you're about to take a call, right? Hello?
Yes.
I'm getting feedback. Okay. It's one thing to have the presence of mind to know that you may not be a good mother and that you probably could not take adequate care of a child. So maybe the best thing to do would be to give them up for adoption. I commend women who make that tough but necessary decision. But it's another thing when you go and prove that you actually weren't able to take care of a child. My second dumbass of the week is a Michigan mother by the name of Amy L. Sword, who is rightfully so being sent to prison because she looked up her son that she put up for adoption on Facebook and then proceeded to have a sexual relationship with her biological child.
What the fuck? Wait.
Heard what I said. Amy Swan, 36, of Waterford, Michigan, put her 16-year-old son up for adoption. She began a sexual relationship with him when he was 14. Backed him down on Facebook in 2008 when she's annual update on her son's progress from his adopted family. Once the relationship was established, they began having a sexual one. The adoptive parents realized that something wasn't quite right, but they just couldn't figure out what was going on. In the meantime, she has since married. And after the adoption, she went on to get married and have 5 children, ranging in the ages from toddler to teen.
Wait. And these are kids he had with his mother, son?
Say it again, son.
These are kids he had with his mother?
No. After she gave the son up for adoption, she went on to get married and have 5 other children.
Okay.
The husband and the other children, of course, were unaware of the sexual relationship between the mom and the biological son that she put up for adoption. All I would say is that's really, really, that's disgusting and that's fucked up. I can't even imagine. I don't even want to talk about it anymore.
Yeah, that's just straight up nasty, and she is straight up, you know.
Dumbass.
Who the fuck gives their kid up so they can come back and fuck them in the lawn? Like, who the fuck does, who the fuck, 347-857-4302.
How do you even approach your child about some kid like that?
Yeah, so
347-857-4302. It's an echo,
son. We taking a call out of the 347-322. You are live on the pregame. Let me know
Hi.
Where you calling from. What up?
Hi, it's Queen of Swords. How you doing?
Okay,
yeah,
what's going on, mama?
I just wanted to say bless you and your sister. One love. And happy birthday, and I hope you have fun.
Thank you.
That's
but
it.
I know you've been on for a minute. You know, Queen of Swords, anytime you get on here and you start talking on here, it draws people in. So I gotta ask you, with the dumbass of the week that we're talking about right now, what's your position on that?
The guy that got married to his mom?
He didn't get married to his mom, but she tracked you down on Facebook so she could pursue a sexual relationship.
I think it's crazy. I think it's disgusting. I think that's disgusting. I don't even think it's real. It got to be fake.
Nah, that's for real. It's real, real talk. Straight American crack.
Yep. And he's a grown man, right?
Her picture's up there. No, he's not a grown man. She insinuated the relationship when he was 14. He is now 16.
Nah, that's
it took them 2 years to convict her of sexual assault.
That's she brainwashed him. She brainwashed him. He got brainwashed.
I don't even know what kind of mindset do you have as a mother to even entertain having a sexual relationship with your child, whether you gave them up for adoption or not. That's just really And you're a grown-ass woman. You're a grown-ass woman. What are you doing messing with a 14-year-old boy? That's ridiculous, and that's shameful. And any of you grown women out there messing around with these little teenage boys, you're disgusting. Get a grown man. Get somebody that's on your level.
Or get somebody that's not related.
No. You didn't. Okay. You're going to have to.
Get somebody that's not related and older. My bad. Get somebody that's not related and older.
True talk.
And older, because that's disgusting. For real.
You know, it doesn't have to be a much older person, but I mean, you're not, a teenager, 14 years old? That's ridiculous.
They're not even developed yet.
Look, 18 and under is off limits. No, 20 and under, as far as I'm concerned. Other than that, nah. That's ridiculous.
I can't believe it. I got to look that up. Oh, my God.
Go right ahead.
Eb is 25, so she ain't taking nobody under 21.
Nah, actually, I ain't taking nobody under 25. Don't even holler.
That's all right.
Don't even holler.
No, it gotta be 30 and over. Gotta be 30 and over for me.
You guys be looking good, but your brains ain't ready.
I just got a red flag from the producer saying I'm spreading bullshit. If it's not 25, she's actually 26 and a half.
You better add. You better add a decade and then some to that shit.
I just got here with Come On Sunshine all over Applebee's. They like, get the fuck out of here. She ain't 25. I just got here with a whole bunch of those. But what would be a proper age difference between y'all?
40.
You know, like. You know, call us up, 347-857-4302, like in the light of cougars and all this bullshit going on. What is the proper age? What is it? It's like, is 5 years a good difference? 7 years? 10 years? 12 years? Like, what's the good, like, what would be a good age difference? That's what we're talking about right now. There's our topic for tonight, brought to you by Ebony and Queen of Swords with their crazy asses.
Shut up, sorry.
I'm 35 and over.
35 and over, but you're like 11 teens, son.
Say it again?
What, you're like 11, 10. What do you mean 35?
No, I'm 30. I'm 30.
And I'm light-skinned.
For real, I'm 30. I'm 30. I always dated guys 10 years older than me ever since I was young anyway. 10 or 15 years older.
Oh, wow. So you just always jail me.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
No bueno, but 347-857-4302. We on the check-in line, broadcasting out of Applebee's and Fordham Plaza. If you're in the Bronx, come on through. We here till the place shut down. We here chilling with me, Ebony, Queen of Swords. We talking about, you know, the age difference. You know, is age really just a number, or is it, you know, or is there more to it with the way society is now and the way they got the laws and everything? Is age just a number, or is there more to it?
No, age is not just a number. Age is not just a number, but it does, it plays a factor. Because if somebody hasn't been here actually long enough to get enough experience or get a little wisdom, then you know, what exactly do you expect from them? You know, what do you expect from them? So that's why I say, no, it doesn't. Make the difference, but it does play a part. It does play a part. Some people are young and are very mature, and then you have some adults that are grown, but they're immature because of their ways and actions. So, if you know, it's a lot to take into account besides just the age thing.
All right. I'm with you on that one. Before we take another break, little, you know, musical interlude, because they're about to bring the food, make sure it's right. You guys want to check out on the 24th, Lady Still, she's having her quarter-century birthday bash that's going down at the Catcher Lounge. That's 217 Bowery. Ladies are free before 12, it's $10 after. The fellas are $10 before 12 and 20 after. Push to get some bullshit also, but we're good on that as soon as we come back. We'll be back in a second. We got about 20 minutes or so left in the show. So we're going to get on that. We're going to play the track from Miss New Shoes coming out of Long Island. I'm back. She's blowing that up. She's really promoting that. She got that shit all over Twitter, all over Facebook. And that's what she's doing. So I'm just going to show love on that one on my end because she's been here. She saw Pregame Radio a whole lot of love. She supports us and everything. So this is what I'm going to do. But like I said, we'll be back in a second. This is I'm That, Miss New Shoes. Check out on Twitter, Miss New Shoes. 347-857-4302. This is Pregame Radio broadcast live by the Applebee's Radio. Shout out to the people sitting across the bar from us. They ain't really doing much like the last time when the guy was wilding out, but we'll get back on that when we come back from the commercial break. All right, we'll be back in a minute.
Thank you.
good. We are back live, pregame radio broadcast live, Applebee's, Fordham Plaza, in the Boogie Down Bronx, or how the Indians say it, the Boogie Town. But this is how we're doing this. Brooklyn Black in the building. We got Ev, we got Jay, we got Queen of Swords. We all here chilling, doing their thing. We got Miss Vega in the building. This is how we're doing it. You know what I'm saying? Applebee's coming straight out of like a Applebee's in the Bronx, Fordham Plaza, pregame radio. This is how we're doing it. 347-857-4302. Question of the night. Who actually respects this whole cougar thing, or older woman, younger guy, or vice versa type of thing going? What do y'all think about it? You know, what's the good age difference, or should it even be that way? You know, does it actually matter? Should there be a limit or whatever? Should you not mention anybody more than 10 years younger, 10 years older? You know, stuff like that. We got about 15 minutes left and anything like that. So we're going to be riding out on that. We're going to be bobbing with that. Like I said, we got Ev in the building.
Yeah,
what's up, son?
Yo, son. I'm really, really not surprised at Mel Gibson. His tirade has made the news. It's been national headlines. What I don't understand is how. No, I do understand. Now, you know what? It just dawned on me. Because I couldn't understand, this is not his first time going off in some kind of psychotic racist rant. But people continue to support his movie. And what that tells me is that people still have the mindset that blacks are niggers and women should stay in a place in the kitchen. That's what that tells me.
Okay. With my whole position on the whole that Mel Gibson takes thing now, the only reason because everybody's giving all this hype is because he's a public figure. Yo, he ain't saying shit that of course, I never mean to offend any of my listeners or anything like that, but he's been saying shit. White people have been saying in their crib since 1960-some when, you know, we actually got accepted to the American community and American
exactly.
culture, you know what I'm saying? Because
exactly.
straight up and down, yeah, they may not say, oh, I hate these niggas in public, but when they home, behind their doors,
mm-hmm.
oh, you can't wear that, you ain't get raped by niggas. They've been saying that shit for decades, you hear me? All right, so, for Mel Gibson to say that shit, like I said, you know, from his other tirades and him flipping out on the police and all that good shit, like, it was kind of expected. He's like, yeah, I'm waiting for him to say nigga. Say nigga one time, please.
And he doesn't disappoint.
you know what I'm saying? Now, as far as people say people in his movie, it's the same thing like people with the whole, where Kanye West is up to that two little white girls, acceptance speech at the MTV Awards last year. It was all, oh, he fucked up and everything like that, but shit. All the Beyonce fans were saying the same shit he just said it. They were thinking the same shit he just said it.
Right.
And, okay, it got caught on tape. It got caught on whatever, you know what I'm saying? But there's nothing different about it. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing different about it. There's no circumstances, anything like that. Mel Gibson obviously does not like Jewish people, does not like black people. You know what I'm saying? And we knew that through from the other events that he made, but this certain one, and they say, oh, the tapes were doctored and everything like that, but nothing's going to change about it. Nothing different with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
You know, and like I said, I've been around, the Caucasian persuasion for the most of my teenage and beginning of my adult life. So
uh-huh.
I know, like, yeah, they may not have said it to my face because they knew better, but I believe it. Once I left that bitch, oh, this nigga that, this jigger bean, this watermelon eating, you know.
Yeah.
It may have been like that. I don't know, but I will never put it past it. You know what I'm saying? And just like in a black household, oh, fuck this crackhead, yada, 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 but that same black person go outside, oh, how you doing, Mr. Johnson? How you doing, Mr. Epstein? Yes, I got the report done and everything like that. So you can never have a lid on what the people say in their house or how they feel in their house or how they feel when they walk out of your job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't know why everybody's in this big uproar about Mel Gibson saying his baby mom's going to get raped by a bunch of niggas. Like, we see a white girl dressed all inappropriate, like, yeah, some niggas are going to rape that bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, we said it.
Yeah. And I want to say, I want to give a shout out to Lindsay Lohan. Enjoy your jail stay, bitch. You had it coming. You deserve it. That's what you think for thinking that your money was going to be.
That's awful.
That much money.
Yeah. Shout out to Lindsay Lohan thinking that her money was half her above the law, but she about to go through her little bullshit 30-day spin because it's just over.
Now, I heard the bitch got it for years, son.
Yo, watch her.
I'm still investigating.
Watch her do less than 6 months guaranteed because they're going to say the jails are overcrowded. That's why fucking Paris Hilton did only like 14 hours out of a 2 week sentence. You know what I'm saying? Because the jails are overcrowded. Get the fuck out of here, son.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She really learned a lesson called short to rehab. So the fuck what?
Mm-hmm.
How long she been in rehab? She had her own couple of plates at the rehab.
And look, and just to go, and it goes back to show you that our justice system is it depends on how much money you have. You look at I'm going to give you three people.
Big shout out, Uncle Sean is in the building. Uncle Sean has just stepped into the Applebee's.
Yo, what's good? Yo. If Lindsay can only do 3 months and Paris can only do 24 hours or whatever the fuck it was that she did, then why is the brat just now getting out 3 years later? She, it wasn't about drug use. It wasn't about running on a freeway on a high-speed chase with a vehicle. All she did was crack some bitch over the head with a bottle. That happens in the club every day. It happens every day, but she spent 3 years in jail. You dig?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. She also didn't break a bottle over a bitch face. There was no big investigation. What happened? The brat hit this bitch in the face with a bottle. And she had to do 3 years. What happened? Lindsay Lohan skipped rehab, skipped court, skipped probation, all this good shit. And she doing 90 days, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe.
You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy. I'm still investigating that because I believe Ms. Lohan also has another pending case.
She should have more pending cases. We got a couple minutes left. We wrapping up the show a little bit early because, you know, I want to keep the eyes open. We got family in the building and anything like that. So we're going to take this call up from the 917.
Hey. Am I live?
You are live.
Happy birthday.
So what's going on, 917?
The man you're becoming. Good luck. Be safe. Have fun. I love you. Happy birthday.
Happy
birthday.
P-Rock is going to be here for a couple more minutes. I got actually another event to get out to air. Going down on the 21st, there is an open panel discussion and a small discussion group going down at the New York Society for Ethical Culture. That's 2 West 64th Street and Central Park West. They're going to have an open panel discussion on juvenile justice and a discussion group on keeping kids safe in the city. And everything like that. So that's what it is. 347-857-4302. We got a couple minutes left in pregame radio. We broadcast a live Applebee's out of Fort Road in the Bronx, Porter Plaza. Big shout out to everybody here. Shout out to the bartender and our server Brian. He's holding us down. I'm gonna shout out to anybody who's here.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
What was that?
That was the man coming to shut us down. But anyway, like I said, big shout out to Ebony. Check out her cheesecake, Ebony Wright, at yahoo.com. Mention pregame radio to get free delivery. Also, shout out to our sponsor, C-Cell, Peace Communications, Tough Life Communications, OT Productions, Diaries Promotions, anybody who has something to do with the pregame. We got about a whole, we got about a bit. Let's see, this is our show number 20 and some change. You know, I've been here basically since March doing the damn thing. I want to thank everybody who's been a part of me, all 411 members on Facebook, or 1,000-plus fans on Twitter, MySpace, all you guys. I want to thank all you guys for giving me the love. You guys give me the inspiration to keep going, you know what I'm saying? So I respect you guys, and I appreciate y'all. We got about a couple minutes left. Ab, you want to give a shout-out before we get up out of here?
Yeah, I want to give a shout-out to my girl Rick down from Albany hanging out for the weekend. I want to give a shout-out to all my Panther family members, Malcolm, Charlene. I want to wish y'all happy belated birthday and your birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday, Brooklyn Black. Better bring your ass home.
One love.
Like I have in the morning, you know how we do. But like I said, thanks for everybody coming through. I appreciate it. We're going to roll up out of here. I'm going to enjoy the birthday. Get up with me, BrooklynBLK@gmail.com. Send me all your music suggestions, your guest suggestions, and everything like that.
Yay! Let me stop.
Eat your food before I get cold, so I eat your food.
Don't drink too much.
We all chilling, we all eating and all of that good stuff. We all here celebrating your life on Freaking Radio. We up out of here. Peace out.
Peace.
Deuces.